like you said, when you thank the kid for being bad, you know, because you've learned so many lessons from this kid, then the whole role of the kid changes. The bad kid changes. You know, the bad kid is the, like you said, the exalted one. The bad kid taught me patience. The bad kid taught me to go for therapy and work on myself. The bad kid made me realize I have anger issues, right? The good kid never does that. The good kid is completely spiritually useless because they just abide by you. And right. Anyway, can aggrandize your ego because they never force you to look in the mirror.
Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
So, third myth, there are good children and there are bad children.
Yeah, you know, we've all been raised with this good and bad. I mean, as women, we have this good and bad women and good and bad men.
Yeah.
Good and bad children. You know, we live in a world of duality in our mind, and we because we can't handle too much complexity, we need to know the checklist for good and the checklist for bad. Mm-hmm. And good is typically things that fall into the cultural mainstream paradigm, polite, obedient, things that don't rankle us, make us feel good as people, mm-hmm. right? When our kid is obedient, oh, so good. Never mind the kid is probably hating our guts in their deepest core. We don't care as long as we look good. In culture and in our personal life. So that's good. And the bad kid, we know, is the one who gives us trouble, doesn't listen to us, we have to repeat ourselves, is terribly inconvenient to us. So we label them bad. Little do we realize that when we label them bad, they become really, quote unquote, bad. They become worse, you know, because they learn this helplessness almost that, you know, there's nothing I can do that's good. So
What I've heard you talk about when we talk about bad children is you should almost be thanking that child because that child is mirroring the things that you need to, you know, to heal within yourself. So they are usually, you know, if you have like the, you know, the black sheep or like, you know, the child that like never listened, always went against the grain of the family. This is usually the most empathic, very sensitive child that usually absorbed a lot of the energy that you need to almost heal. And that child is almost reflecting that, you know, back to you. Is that something that...
Yeah, there's a beautiful poem in the book. I don't remember the page number, which says, you know, there is no such thing as a bad child, right? There is just no such thing. Mm-hmm. They're only bad because they don't operate in your paradigm. And that takes a lot of courage to accept as a parent that this kid I've been calling a troublemaker. You know, some parents say, since he came out of the womb, he was, you know, a troublemaker. Okay. Right. There's no such thing. If the kid is colicky, he's not a troublemaker. If the kid doesn't like your milk, he's not a troublemaker. If the kid doesn't eat 90% of the food you eat, you cook, he's not a troublemaker. Yeah. He's just a terribly inconvenient kid who, like you said, is probably more sensitive.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
So there's no such thing as a bad kid. That I've just eradicated that idea from my head. I just then replace it with, okay, this is a kid with these that pose the parent these challenges. How can the parent rise to meet the challenge? And like you said, when you thank the kid for being bad, you know, because you've learned so many lessons from this kid, then the whole role of the kid changes. The bad kid changes. You know, the bad kid is the, like you said, the exalted one. The bad kid taught me patience. The bad kid taught me to go for therapy and work on myself. The bad kid made me realize I have anger issues, right? The good kid never does that. The good kid is completely spiritually useless because they just abide by you. And in many ways can aggrandize your ego because they never force you to look in the mirror. Spiritually helpful are the bad children.
And I think it's also in terms of growth, in terms of your own attunement and awakening to yourself, asking how you can be of service to that child is also, you know, I found this with, so Andreas, if we were going to like label my children, I'd say Andreas is my more spirit. He's more spirited. So he often reflects to me the things that I need to work on. And I got, like, I actually took this directly from your book. So I will literally say to him, okay, how can I change what I'm doing right now in order to help you? How can I be a better parent to you right now? And I started doing this a couple of years ago. And of course, like, you know, he was like six at the time. So he would be like, well, maybe you should buy me more presents. That would be better. Like that was his initial, you know, so he didn't know how to answer the question then. But now he'll say things like, mommy, I feel like you're working too much. I just love it when you and me can play Lego. So he'll come to me and say like, I want your time.
Yes.
He still asks for presents. Like, let's be honest. Yes. He still wants all the Legos in the world and all the Minecraft and whatever. But what he values or what he's come to value is asking for my time. And I can also forget I'm an entrepreneur, I'm starting this podcast. I have all these little projects that are on the go. So I can often also forget to say, okay, it's time for mommy and Sunny. You know, we call it like date night or date time or whatever, where it's just me and him. And then I spend time with my other child as well. But that was a really useful nugget that I took, because we are like kind of back to this idea of, you know, being a coach, we are their substitute brain. We are, you know, if they're mirroring back to us, you know, you're not spending enough, like you're not being present with your time. And he's able to say to me, I want you to be more, you know, that instantly, almost instantly calms him down. So if he's like, you know, fighting or hitting his brother or whatever, and I say, how can I help you right now? How can I be, you know, how can I be the best parent to you right now? And he'll say, I want you to come and cuddle me, or I want you to come play Legos with me. Like it almost instantly diffuses his energetic charge. Yeah.
So beautiful. Just in that, let's give some practical tools of what you really are doing. First, you didn't get caught up in the surface behavior. You went to his need. This kid has a need and I need to fulfill the need. So I'm going to connect to his emotions. I'm not going to shame him, not going to punish him and not be frustrated with him. Right. I'm going to understand he is needy, he's struggling emotionally, and I need to step in to be his brain, right? Yeah. And the second thing is, you didn't make it about you. Like, oh, you're upsetting me. You are, you know, you're disappointing me. You're coming to him and going, how can I help you? I see you're struggling. Especially with kids under 13, 14, this is the approach. Now, after 13, 14, you could say things like, you know, when you act like that, that really is disappointing. Or then you can change it to their actions more and make it more personal if you need to. Mm-hmm. But it's always a good idea to keep yourself out of it. But for younger kids than 13, where they're just simply floundering and they're struggling and they don't have the tools, we must step in to help them with the compensatory tools that they're lacking.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, you know, he's eight right now, and it completely brings down that charge, that energetic, like that anger or that frustration that he has. It literally melts away. It's the most, and it's so counterintuitive. You would never think that that would work, but it completely does.
All right, Betty's, if you found that that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.